Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and a whole lot of resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and just generally surviving the day? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that often feels demanding, chaotic, and frankly, a little overwhelming. But what if I told you there's a simple, powerful practice that can help you find peace amidst the storm, boost your happiness, and build unshakable resilience? I'm talking about gratitude, folks. Today, we're diving into the world of developing a daily gratitude practice. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another cheesy self-help tip, hear me out. This isn't just about saying thank you for your latte on your way to work. It's about cultivating a mindset of appreciation that permeates every aspect of your life. Think of it as actively choosing to see the good, even when things get tough. First up, let's talk about why gratitude is such a game changer. Studies show that practicing gratitude can actually rewire your brain for positivity. It reduces stress hormones, improves sleep, and strengthens relationships. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity and inviting in more joy. Number 2. Gratitude helps you focus on what truly matters. You know how we tend to get caught up in the hustle, chasing things that ultimately don't bring us fulfillment? Well, gratitude reminds us to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. These simple pleasures often get overlooked in our busy lives, but they are the real sources of happiness. Third, gratitude boosts your resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But when you cultivate an attitude of thankfulness, you're better equipped to handle those challenges with grace and strength. It's like having an inner superpower that helps you bounce back from setbacks faster and stronger. Next up, remember that gratitude isn't just about feeling good, it's also about taking action. Think about all the people who make your life brighter: your family, friends, colleagues, even the barista who makes your morning coffee. Expressing your gratitude to them can strengthen those bonds and create a ripple effect of positivity. Finally, don't underestimate the power of reflecting on your blessings. Take a few minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. They can be big or small, anything that brought you joy, comfort, or inspiration. This simple act of reflection can shift your perspective and remind you of all the good in your life. Think about it. You're walking through the park, enjoying the crisp autumn air, and a warm feeling washes over you. You realize you're grateful for the sunshine on your face, the vibrant leaves crunching under your feet, and the peaceful quiet. That, my friends, is the magic of gratitude. Let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I was going through a rough patch. Deadlines were piling up, my phone felt like it was buzzing constantly, and I was starting to feel burnt out. One day, I decided to take a walk in nature, something I rarely did because of my busy schedule. As I walked, I started paying attention to the sounds around me: birds chirping, leaves rustling, the gentle breeze whispering through the trees. Suddenly, it hit me, I was surrounded by beauty and peace. I felt a sense of gratitude wash over me for this simple moment, for the fresh air, for the opportunity to clear my head. That experience reminded me that even amidst chaos, there are always things to be grateful for. It's about shifting our focus from what we lack to what we have. So, what can you do today? Start small. Write down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a supportive friend, or even just a comfy pair of socks. Take a moment to savor those feelings. Remember, gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about choosing to see the good, even in the midst of imperfection. Ready to spread some joy and cultivate more calm? Share this episode with someone who could use a little positivity in their life. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback helps others find this podcast and join us on our journey towards stoic calm. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.